Thank you for joining me.
Hi, thanks so much, Sam.
So where does Australia stand on nuclear weapons as part of its defense?
Well, Australia has since 1994 expressed in their defense white papers a reliance on US nuclear weapons for our defense through a thing called extended nuclear deterrence. That's an assumption that the US would come to our aid with their nuclear weapons if we were threatened by nuclear weapons elsewhere. It's a very faulty agreement and it's very opaque in its detail because unlike some of the other countries that the US offers this kind of agreement to or arrangement to, we don't have any indication of a transparent process for that here. There's no regular meetings that we can find that are on this specifically. There's not very much detail from the US expressing this promise of nuclear deterrence to Australia, but it's very much articulated in our defence white papers. So it's an interesting conundrum, that one.
And what might a new US president mean for our defence relations and for this particular agreement?
Well, it depends, I suppose, on a lot of factors at the moment. I mean, everyone's very caught up in Donald Trump, and that's understandable because we've seen him make some great posturing around nuclear weapons, for example, but around a whole lot of foreign policy areas. And it can be pretty frightening when we're not sure where he's going to stand. But equally, any US president will have at their fingertips, literally, a arsenal of around 7,000 nuclear weapons, hundreds of which are on hair trigger alert and can be launched within minutes. You know, it's important to sort of get away from personalities for a minute and just think about that, that there are hundreds of nuclear weapons which can be launched still today. It's not the Cold War anymore, still today, and they threaten all of us. So there's a lot of questions about, you know, who will be the next president and whether they will be safer than another president who might have been there. Those are not the questions we should be asking. We should be saying, why haven't we gotten rid of these weapons? They're indiscriminate, they're dangerous, they're disproportionate, and they're absolutely a thing of the past. We should let them go.
Well, Dimity, with that point, is it a sort of two-faced agenda with one hand calling for disarmament and getting rid of nuclear weapons, but on the other hand still relying upon nuclear arsenals for deterrence? So how do we reconcile these?
Good question, Sam. It's one of those ones which is, it screams hypocrisy for Australia to be in this position. Australia has been incredible around nuclear weapons disarmament in certain areas in the past. We've certainly spoken out very strongly against nuclear testing in our region, for example, even though we allowed the British to test on Australian soil to the tune of 12 nuclear weapons in the 1950s. We've spoken out about getting a comprehensive test ban treaty up and running, and we've worked very strongly and we've been encouraging the US to sign that. So we've done some really good things on this. We see the Australian government has repeatedly said we're behind nuclear disarmament, we support a world without nuclear weapons. However, while ever they exist, we want to maintain a reliance on them for our own defence. It's something that hasn't gotten enough scrutiny, it hasn't got enough debate, and I think it's the business of everybody in Australia to think about that and to decide whether or not they think there is ever a justified reason to use nuclear weapons in our defence.
And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking to Dimity Hawkins from the Swinburne University of Technology. And a good question there, I suppose, would be that if you're, you know, you have this continual reliance on nuclear weapons, how can you possibly move from a nuclear weapons deterrence thing to a non-nuclear weapons deterrence if disarming them, you know, means that you are at the mercy of others who have nuclear weapons?
Absolutely. But at the same time, you know, Australia has the 13th highest defense budget in the world. We are the nation that imports, whether in the top five nations on arms imports. We're very strong militarily in this area. I know that we're always fed this idea that we're very vulnerable in Australia, but in reality, we're very strong. There are conventional ways of going around defence as well, but better than actually getting more weapons, more military, all of those sorts of things, is to look at investing in diplomacy and building relationships in regions and across the world. Australia could be an instrument as a middle power state. We could be an instrument for reason and diplomacy and an instrument for peace. we could be that instead of, and as an ally of the US especially, you know, we always go on about how close the US and Australia are, and that's fantastic on so many levels. We should be urging, as responsible friends, we should be urging the US to do the right thing in regards to these weapons, and not just join in with the biggest bully in the schoolyard on this front. We should be getting away from that. Look at conventional non-nuclear defence for Australia and invest better in aid and diplomacy in Australia.
And it can be hard to look at all this. As you said, it's a very non-transparent process. It's a very opaque process. Is it obvious that there's anything going on right now moving towards that? Are there any plans in place for that sort of approach? Or is it impossible to tell?
Yeah, look, internationally, there's an amazing movement on this stuff. Internationally, there's been a lot of discussion amongst the majority of the world's nations on nuclear weapons and looking at the humanitarian impact of these weapons. And it's led the nations of the world to start calling for a ban on these weapons. This has been fed by a lot of civil society groups and a lot of experts in defense and strategy and so forth to talk about this stuff over a number of years now. And we are the closest, probably, that we've ever been in our history to a global ban on nuclear weapons. This won't be easy. The nuclear weapons states, of which there are 9, are going to be very reluctant to give up their 15,000 plus nuclear weapons in the world. But we know that there are significant moves in the United Nations and across the world in groupings, including in the Pacific, across the Pacific, very strongly supporting a ban on nuclear weapons. And Australia, unfortunately, is not one of those countries who is doing that, which is so surprising to me and to so many other people, because you would think that our little nation, which has suffered from nuclear weapons being used on our country and used throughout our region, you would think that we would be one of the first nations to be putting our arms up and saying, let's get rid of these weapons now. Certainly that has been the talk that other prime ministers, previous prime ministers have made. Certainly even Julie Bishop has said, you know, Australia has a strong history in this and we support the idea of nuclear disarmament, but not yet, basically, because okay. We are still relying on these.
Right. Okay, well, thank you so much, Dimity, for joining us this morning and helping teach a little bit more about it.
Thanks so much, Sam.